Hello and welcome to the Lynx Server 2013 SDK Preview. In this demonstration, I'm going to demonstrate how to use the SDK Preview to create and deploy a script application. My name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Lynx Developer Docs team, and I'll be performing this demonstration with thanks to my colleague, Kurt DeDing, who helped me try to debug the application I'll show you in just a moment. First, let's take a look at what I'll cover in this demonstration. We'll start off with required group memberships and talk about the file path that you need to install the script file on, MSPL script content, and two different server management commandlets, the new CS server application commandlet and the get CS server application commandlet. We'll run the application, and then at the end we'll have a final note to wrap up. And what you see here is a virtual machine running the Lynx Server Preview version. I've got the standard edition server open in front of us here, and in the background there is the front end server. And first, you must add yourself as a member of the RTC server application local group, and I'll show you here that I have already added myself as a member. I'll right-click computer, select manage, and wait for the computer management dialog to open. And then open RTC server applications, and you can see here that the domain admin, which is me, is added to the group. And the next thing you may want to consider doing is copying the script file to the path Program Files, Microsoft Lynx Server, Server Core, and I'll show you here that that's already been done. Script file's already in place. I'm going to go ahead and open Windows Explorer, and that folder is already sorted by application type, so should be right up at the top of the list. And so right here is the script file that Kurt wrote for me. Let's take a look at it in Notepad, and we'll talk a bit about the contents of the script file. To start with, note that the MSPL script commands are embedded in the application manifest. And the application logic is created using the Microsoft SIP Processing Language, or MSPL. And the script application functionality here is that it should add text to each IAM that's processed by the Lynx server. And you see here the log function where we ask API logger to post text to the debug log. And you see here there's an if loop, and we ask Lynx server to add text to each SIP request, and then pass it on to the server for normal processing. And so I expect to see this text added to each IAM. To configure the new application, you want to open the management shell and run the new CS server application command. And I've got the command entered in Notepad, so I'll open that up and copy paste it into the management shell. Now, when I run this command, I'm going to get an error because, in fact, the server application has already been run, or this command's already been run. The server application's already loaded. Regardless, before I go ahead and actually run this, let's talk about the parameters. URI is pretty obvious. It's an identifier for the application, but no, we also have another parameter identifier here, which specifies the service that will host the application. Critical is a Boolean that answers the question, will Lynx server start, only if the application in question can be started. And in this case, the answer is no. Lynx server does not require our test application here to be started. Priority indicates order of execution, and the higher the priority, the smaller the number. And if you set the priority of the application equal to or higher than that of user services, which is installed as part of the server deployment, the application manifest must contain the element allow registration before user services. And finally, enable is a Boolean that allows you to disable the application, and of course we set that to true. Link server commandlets are not documented in the SDK help file, so you want to look them up on the web and you'll find the documents in TechNet. And so I'll go ahead and run this application, or excuse me, I'll go ahead and run the command, and you'll see the error here indicating that the application's already been configured. And also, you may want to use the get CS server application command, which I'll run next. You see, if I scroll up through the results, our application appears at the top of the results. This command will list the applications that are configured on the server. And scrolling up here, and when we get to the top, you'll see the listing for our demo application. And there it is. And so now you see we have Link clients signed in on the Standard Edition and Edge server computers in this virtual machine. And if the application is working as expected, we'll see the text with additional greetings from Link server added to NEIM. So let's try it. I'm going to go to the Edge server and do a little lookup here for Terry Adams. And I'm going to send Terry an IM as Nuria Gonzalez. Just say hi. And Terry will receive this IM. So go to the Standard Edition server, click the toast, and you see it didn't work. Kurt and I suspect there's a change to client behavior that we don't know about yet, and of course it's nothing that we've done wrong, so we're investigating and we'll find out, and that's why there's a part two. This one's part one, and we'll figure out what happened, and we'll tell you the rest of the story in part two. Now to finish up, I want to point out one last bit of information that Kurt discovered. The user account running the application must be homed on the same server where the application is running. This is probably not something you can fix on your own if it's not set correctly already. So you'll probably need a server admin to help you out, but you can run the commandlet get CS user to check your status. Thanks for watching and look forward to part two.